Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a lot being made, and we're going to go right to Washington, D.C. Yesterday, the Senate voted on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package proposed by Joe Biden, and it passed 50 to 49. All 50 Dems voted for it, and only 49 Republicans voted for it, so Kamala Harris did not have to come in and break a tie. Why were there only 49 Republicans? Because Patrick Toomey, senator from Pennsylvania, who's not running for re-election, didn't show up. I suspect that that was deliberate. Pennsylvania is a working person's state. They, working men and women, they want and need this COVID relief package. He could not go along party line with the Republicans, so he doesn't show up. It's the same thing. If he'd shown up and it was 50-50, Kamala Harris would have come in and broken the tie. So that is good news. Now, it's not entirely unalloyed good news, and here's why. The package also passed the House 218 to 212 on basically a party line vote, And then it goes to a conference committee to be the details to be hammered out. Now, the devil is in the details. And what's beginning to surface is that Manchin, the governor, the senator, he was the governor, but now he's the senator from West Virginia, has said he needs some changes to make it palatable for him to vote for it. He's a Democrat in West Virginia. West Virginia used to be a Democratic state. Now it's a heavily Republican state. It's one of the highest voting for Trump states in the country. We want to keep Manchin. Manchin wants, first of all, he wants a bipartisan vote, even one Republican to go along. That may not be possible. So then he needs an accommodation. And he's not alone. Some of the others do. Some of the others do too. And here's what's happened behind the scenes. Steny Hoyer, the number two Democrat in the House, has signaled that maybe there could be an agreement to lower the income level on which you get your money, your $1,400. Everybody got $600 already. So $1,400 is what's left to make up the $2,000. Biden has signaled he might be open to changing the income level. And in this business, when somebody signals they might be, or they're thinking of it, or might be reasonable, that means that that has, in a sense, been agreed to, and it's going to happen. Now, what does it mean for people listening to this program, and what does it mean for Americans? Right now, the checks would go to everybody who made under $75,000 a year, or a married couple making $150,000 a year on their 2019 tax returns. Why the 2019 tax returns? Why not the 2020 tax returns? Because the 2020 tax returns aren't due till April 15. And many people get extensions till August 15 or September 15. So 2019 are the last tax returns available. And then you can say, well, why don't we require people to qualify, make it means tested? If somebody's making $75,000 a year, or a married couple $150,000, and they didn't lose their jobs in 2020, why should they get $1,400? Why should they have gotten $600? And I agree with them. But listen, for the 250 million or so adults that are going to get this thing, what do you think the administrative burden would be to contact each one of them, have them put in an affidavit, a financial statement, and means test them. There's no way. There's no way. Take 10 years to do that. No way. Certainly not. You're not going to do it in 30 days. So you got to make a decision, a tough decision. And the tough decision is, we know a lot of the people who made $75,000 in 2019 lost their jobs. So they do need it. We also know that some of them didn't lose their jobs. So they don't need it. So the proposal on the other side is lower it to 50 and 100. So anybody in their 2019 returns showed 50,000 or less in income gets it. Anything more than that, they don't. 100,000 for married couple. Now, you could say the same thing. Look, somebody's making 50,000 a year or a couple of 100,000 and they did not lose their jobs in 2020. Why should they get 1400 bucks? You know, you can keep playing this game down to a lot lower income. But at some point, you got to cut it off. And Manchin has signaled that that might give him enough cover in West Virginia to vote for this. And Biden has said, we're not lowering the amount. It's going to be 1400 bucks. We're not lowering the money for vaccines, for distribution, for local governments, for unemployment comp. We're not doing any of that. But he may throw Manchin a bone. I think he should throw Manchin a bone. Not because it's a good idea. I would pass this as planned. I would pass it, giving the $1,400 to everybody who on their 2019 return showed income of under $75,000 a year. Why? Because a lot of them lost their jobs and they need it. And we don't have time to find out which lost their jobs and which didn't lose their jobs. But if that's what it takes to save Manchin, let's go for it. Kristen Sinema in Arizona, Democrat, one of ours in a very tough state, would breathe a great sigh of relief. So that's what's happening. And how do we know that's happening? We know it because Steny Hoyer, the number three in the House, came out and said, well, yeah, we voted on it, but now it's going to go to some kind of a conference. Maybe we could lower the income level. That's like graven in stone. We are going to lower the income level. And the Biden White House signaled, they talk and they go, well, are you willing to change this at all? Absolutely not. Except maybe the income level, we'll see. That is an ironclad promise to Manchin of West Virginia that we are going to save him. We're going to give him what he needs. He has to have something. It'd be very nice if one Republican, you know, Murkowski talks a good game up in Alaska. She's no good. She talks a good game. She never pulls the trigger. The one time she really pulled the trigger to help was when she was one of the five senators that voted against dismissing the Trump impeachment. But she whined and whined about Trump, and then she still voted not to convict him on the Ukraine impeachment. And she whines and whines and whines, and she doesn't vote for this. She doesn't vote for the COVID relief package. And I don't know if you've ever been to Alaska. I have gone fishing up in Alaska. Go to Anchorage, have friends, go out on the Kenai Peninsula, fish for halibut. It's great. It's great fishing. It's beautiful, beautiful state. There are not a lot of multimillionaires walking around the woods up there. I'll tell you that right now. There are not a lot of billionaires up there. They could use this. Somehow, Pete's sake, they vote for people like Murkowski who don't give them jack. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Maybe Susan Collins could be the one vote. Well, you know, Susan Collins talked a good game, too. She had a lot of crooked money coming in. She had that one, told you about this before. After Citizens United, she started getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from a group that's something like, Group for More STEM Research for Young Girls. What a great name. Yeah, I'd contribute to that group. So they looked into it. Turns out it has one phone in a dingy office in Hawaii. Somebody answers the phone and hangs up. It has no incorporation papers. No one knows where it came from. No one knows where the money's coming from. Black ops, dark money comes in to attack the Democrat. I mean, that's the Susan Collins talks a good game. She's always whining. She never, ever voted to impeach Trump in the Ukraine impeachment conviction phase. She was one of the five that voted against dismissing it so that she could hear more evidence. She's not going to vote to convict him, I don't think. Talks a good game. Ben Sasse of Nebraska talks a good game. The only guy that pulls the trigger is Mitt Romney. The only one. And on something like this, he's a super anti-spender unless it comes to tax breaks for people making the kind of money he makes. So, you know, we have big differences, but I got to hand it to him. He stood tall against Trump and he put up with a lot of abuse. Fortunately for him, he's popular in Utah, and some people harassed him on a plane, but by and large, they stay out of his face. They stay out of his face in Utah. Stay out of his face in Utah. So what's going to happen here? It's going to go to a conference committee. They're going to talk about it. Seen sausage made. I love sausage. You know, I've gotten very fond of lamb sausage, Luke, very recently. Lamb sausage is very, very good. Of course, bratwurst. Yeah. But I don't want to see anybody making any of this stuff. It's nasty. It's really nasty stuff that goes in this. Well, it's the same thing with legislation. Very, very nasty. So I think we're going to get a deal. Reducing the income level to 50, 100 instead of 75, 150 will reduce the price tag a lot of the $1.9 trillion. That'll appease people on one side. And basically, a lot of money gets into the United States, although it would be a lot better if it all got in, because the more spending there is, the more it recirculates. As you know, recirculates anywhere from 3 to 5 times. People are paying taxes. They get this money. They buy something. The guy that sells it to him has to pay taxes. He buys something else, you know, groceries, goes to the movie, buys some clothes. They pay taxes. These people are economically illiterate who are trying to drag this down. It really makes me angry. Angry enough to go to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.